We're thankful to be here in Boley once again. It's always good to come and listen and worship, but we want the Lord to be satisfied with us today. We do have a burden upon our hearts, and also I was thinking how wonderful it is to have a satisfying portion. When you're thirsty, maybe a drink of water can really do a lot for you. Brother Schaefer said it's going to get warm today. We'll probably want some H2O, some water. Yeah. It'll just meet that need. Gatorade and punch and lemonade won't quite do it like water. When we need a good blessing from God, there's not any substitute that you can find that's going to quench what you need in your soul. Amen. So we have some of the Word of God to share with us. We all know and realize that who we really need is the Lord. We need Jesus in our life. And I was thinking, I had the number two at Christ, the friend we need. I think it's, is it 417? I think it's 417. We need Christ, so we're going to have another spin on it too. But we would appreciate your prayers as we look to the Lord. We heard Sister Doris share with us last night about serving the living God, and we surely do serve the living God. Here we are, and it says, Christ, the friend we need. Yeah. Off my heart has bled with sorrow. Before I relate to you about this song, I'm thinking about people's souls are searching for happiness, for contentment. Yeah. They're going many avenues. They're spending lots of money. They're wasting their natural health trying to be satisfied. Yeah. But Christ is the one that we need. Because man was created with the soul, and we need to get that soul back to God and take care of it. So off, amen. My heart has bled with sorrow. There's much sorrow in our land today. Not a friend, my grief to share. We have friends that let us down at that critical time. They don't always stand with us, but the Lord will. But I yielded Christ to follow, and he took my load of care. Thank the Lord. He's a great load bearer. Once I sighed for peace and pleasure, felt a painful void within. There's an emptiness. I need something to satisfy it, to quench it. And I'm trying to use substitutes to fill it in, but it's not doing the job. Life was gloomy. Death a terror. Many people are afraid to lay down at night after they've gone out because they've done some things that are contrary to the word of God, and they're hoping they'll have mercy for the next day. But God is able to make a difference. Death the terror. Tell my soul was saved from sin. There is deliverance. That need was met. Thank the Lord. We think about that woman that was down there at the well, and she had those natural pots that she was going to put something in it. But when Jesus let her know, I'm going to give you that living water that's going to change your life. And she forgot about those pots, didn't she? And she went back and she told those people what had happened. And they came to see if that was actually a fact. Not just because of what she said, but what did it say? They came to see for themselves. Yeah. And how wonderful it would be if the people in this community of Boley would come out to see what is going on right here. There's plenty room, but we need them to come. And may the Lord bless them. So let me go on with that. Life was gloomy, death the terror. Tell my soul was saved from sin. All this world is dark and dreary. Without God, it really is. And the soul designed for light must be sad and lost forever while it gropes in sinful night. But there's help for us. The living God is the one that can make the difference. Sin made all my life so bitter. There's some happiness in sin, but overall it's so bitter, but there's deliverance. Jesus makes it sweet and pure. We can testify to that today. Now I'm free from every fetter, blessed with peace forevermore. The chorus says, is there here a soul in trouble? They may not want to recognize that I'm in trouble, but there are people that are in trouble. Yes. Whosoever needs a friend, a true friend, Jesus' love, your heart will gladden, bless, and keep you to the end. Yes. So Christ is the friend that we need today. All right, keep that in your mind. Now we have something else to share with you. Here we are. Thank the Lord for his goodness unto us. I need to probably write this on the board. We are going to couple that with the thought, we need each other. We have the living God, and we have Christ as our friend, but we need each other, and we certainly do. I'll try to do this quickly. If you want to sing a chorus or something, Eugene, while I do it, you can do it. That's fine.
We need each other, brethren.
I think that's 509, if I'm not mistaken.
We love will carry us. Let us stand by each other, brethren. Take courage, be faithful and true. Silent and hatred.
Yes, amen.
Everywhere, wars and toil, wars we see. God's people, they say, lead this struggle. Only love will keep us free. We
thank the Lord. That is so true. Song is very, very true. It echoes in my heart, and we appreciate the one that the Lord gave it to, and we also have been able to gather many blessings in singing of the song, so we thank God for that today. All right, what do you need? Do you need a new home or a new car? All debts paid off? That'd be good, wouldn't it? Good health. How about relief from stress? Obedient children. Sounds good, doesn't it? Everybody saved in my household. What a testimony. Peace, contentment. How about fulfilling your dreams? Some of us have gotten older. We see some of those dreams are not going to be fulfilled. But we're still going to go on. We're not discouraged. How about do you want to feel loved and appreciated? Valued. That's a good one, isn't it? A closer walk with God. Your relationship with your brother and your sister, that's a good one. There's many needs in the world today. We're not going to be able to explore them all. But notice with me in Philippians 4, 19 and 20. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. We will be reading there now. And 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same God. There are diversities of operation, but is the same God which worketh all and in all. Yes. We're not going to read all of it. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. And it goes on to tell about the different gifts of healing by the same Spirit, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits. These things are valuable. To another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh in one, the same Spirit, selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. All right, the body is one and hath many members. And all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. 14, for the body is not one member, but many. We need each other. We have different talents, skills, and abilities. We are all valuable. If the foot should say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And it goes on to tell about the ear and the eye. Lord, help us. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Just imagine it. It wouldn't work very well. But yeah. God is able to temper the members as he sees fit, and we thank God for that. So we want to keep that in mind. So we are so very thankful. If they were all one member, where were the body? Suppose when I hit my little finger, it got my attention. And when you hit your little finger, how small it might be, but there's a little handicap there because there is an injury. And notice how all your organs will, if you hit it hard enough, you're going to pretty well stop what you're doing. You're going to look at it and you're going to try to get it some relief. And it's injured. What about a brother and a sister? When they get an injury or they're carrying a burden, are we concerned? Are we making it a matter of prayer as though it were our burden? Lord, help us today. We need each other to help carry the burdens. The weight is heavy, but it also says that he's not heavy. He's my brother. Remember that saying? And so that is true. So the Lord can help us. So we're very thankful. We want to unite together, have a good working relationship. And God is in the center throughout all of it, just like, oh, Lord, it's wonderful. Think about it. When you put some yeast in some flour and you make rolls, rolls are different than biscuits. And you know why? Because of that yeast that's in there and that smell. It just does something to you. Think about it. If you're cooking a biscuit, oh, that smells good too. But you smell those rolls. It gets my attention because there's something that's in there that is just very special. And the love of God working in our lives, it just permeates the whole project. Everything is blessed. All the people are blessed because of the love of God. So we're thankful for that today. So remember, you may not be a member that's out here in the front, maybe not even standing behind this pulpit, but if God is on your side and he's your Lord, he's that living one working in you, you're going to be blessed and you can edify the body and be a blessing. So I want you to be encouraged. Also, let me remind you, some members, you don't see them. They're behind the scene. Think about it. There's a ceiling up there. I see the outside layer. But what is supporting that up in there is very important. If not, it would not be able to have any support. So maybe you are the one, the support system right there. Be encouraged because we need supports to build upon. You know, that's important. So may the Lord encourage us today. We're members working together, and we need each other. Thank the Lord for those thoughts. The parable of Jesus and the Good Samaritan is in Luke 10 and 37. We're going to touch on that just a little bit. There may be someone that you see that is in need, and I'm too busy. I cannot take time to even pray for them, even take time to be concerned and to really show that I'm genuinely interested in them, not even maybe taking sufficient time to make eye contact with the Lord. Help us today. These are some things to challenge us. Luke 10 and 30. Let's see what we have here. This is about the Good Samaritan. And we will be starting reading with the 30th verse, Luke 10. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. He needed somebody to give him some attention, didn't he? Yeah. And I don't want to get involved. And there may be a lawsuit against me, whatever reason that you might have. But we all can pray. Even if you pray quietly, you can still pray when you see a need. So Lord, help us. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Lord, help us today. And likewise, a Levi, when he was at the place, came and looked on him. He looked on him, he saw it, and confessed and passed by on the other side. They were busy, weren't they? Lord, help them. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Brothers and sisters, we need compassion today. Yes. We need mercy. There's time for judgment also and severity, but we need compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. He was willing to do what he could to help this person that was in need. Are you willing to help your brother and your sister that is in need? Are you willing to lay aside some of your food and your water that you can fast, that they might be able to break up the fallow ground, that they'll be willing to come to the Lord, that they can be saved, that they can be rescued? Have you thought of the value of one soul that perishes and goes out from this earth, this world, without God? It's a sad thing, isn't it? There's many that are headed on that downward way. Lord, help us today. We need each other. Do what we can to be a blessing to souls that are in trouble. But he went on and he said that he would take care of this man, and he did. And he said if he owed any more, he would take care of it. He followed through with it. We serve a Savior that is well able to take care of all of our needs today, and he still has enough for the next person. We're so thankful for that today. So we appreciate the example of the Good Samaritan there, and may the Lord help us to go about doing deeds of kindness to our brother and our sister. I want to give you a little personal testimony. I was busy. I am a busy person. But this one particular day, I thought I was very busy, and I came home because I think I had been at the shop somewhere. I was at my yard, and I was getting ready to go into my house. I had my mind. I went to my mailbox, and I was going to the house, taking care of my business. And a lady drove up, and she was in her vehicle, and she talked to me. She said, "Do you want to sell that old car?" I said, "Oh, no, that car isn't any good. The motor's messed up." She said, "Well, I need a car." I said, "You don't want that one. That's not a good car." So I talked to her. She was in the middle of the street, and I was thinking, I'm busy. I really am busy. But the Lord helped me. You just calm down. This is a soul. I stood there, and I said, "Park your car." She parked the car, and I said, "I'll talk to you." I went over there to her car, and I talked to her. She told me, she said, "I don't want to go to hell, and I want prayer." I said, "I'll pray for you right here." I prayed for her right there. I exchanged my number with her, and I said, "Get back in touch with me." I inadvertently lost her number some kind of way. I put it on a little piece of paper. But the point was, I took the opportunity right there to pray for her. Yes. I did not know she was going to say, "I don't want to go to hell, and my minister is not there anymore, and I need somebody to pray for me." So I prayed for her. I could have just said, okay, I'll put in a request for you. May the Lord bless you. But this is what I'm telling you. We need each other. Yes. The Lord can help us to slow down. The Lord can help us to speed up. He can temper us. So may the Lord bless you. And you probably have some experiences today. We still pray for that dear soul that said, "I do not want to go to hell." And I hope that God has made it all right with her soul today. Thank the Lord. All right. Turn with me to 1 John 3:16-17. Thank the Lord. All right, here we are. It says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he did what? He laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren."
Yes.
"For whosoever hath this world good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" That's a good question for each one of us today. Lord, help us today. All right. Thank the Lord for his goodness to us today. We need each other. Thank the Lord. All right. Now, here's another thing. We need each other for good moral support and for stability. But sometimes people will bind together for the wrong reason, and they get things accomplished. But we have a right motive in serving the Lord, and we want to keep that in mind. Our brothers and our sisters, we love each other. We're doing what we can for the kingdom of God, to brighten the places where we are and to be a blessing. But notice with me, over there in Genesis 11, and we have an incident there. It's scripture. It is scripture. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found the plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Notice their project that they had in mind. They were united, weren't they? But this was not a good thing. Lord, help us. All right, Lord, help us. This group's imagination, I say to me, it was whirling. They wanted to make themselves a name, and they did not want to be scattered abroad. That's good. You know, you like company and being in a group. But notice, God was displeased. God was displeased, and that's important. And he came to see that. He came to see what was taking place. And he said, look, pay attention. The people are one. Lord, help us. It's good if you're united for the right reason, but this was not the right reason. All right. And he noticed what they were beginning to do. So he said, he went down and he confounded their language. He put a stop to it. This is all there in Genesis. They could not understand each other's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of the earth, and they could not continue to build the city, which is known as Babel. We don't want to go in a project like that. We need each other, but we need it for the right reason. Lord, help us today. All right, that's sufficient. Nehemiah, this is Nehemiah 2:1. Lord, bless today. You're helping me, and I appreciate it. This is Nehemiah, another thought about we need each other. All right, this is Nehemiah, and he had a great task ahead of him. He was given the opportunity to make. He was born in exile, but he grew up in the faith of Israel's God. He was a cupbearer, a place of high honor in the palace. He was deeply saddened when he learned the extent of damage and waste to the city, the place of his fathers, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. When Nehemiah was given the opportunity to make a request, he took the proper steps. We need each other, but we must do it properly and correctly and in order. God is a God of order. He prayed to the God of heaven and asked the king to send him to Judah that he may build it. He had a good purpose and he wanted to do it. We're over in Nehemiah 2. And he became the governor. Also, letters were sent to ensure a smooth transition and to obtain supplies until he supplies that he was going to need. Thank the Lord. He went, and after viewing the ruin, he returned and encouraged the people to come help in the project. He looked it over. He surveyed it. The work was great, but he took a notice. He looked at it beforehand that he could tell them what was needed. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. Talking about needing each other, working together. And they didn't say, well, why are you the leader? God has spoken to me. But they were willing to work together, and we need that today. Amen. Remember, we're not all the same. We're not all the head or the brain or the foot or whatever you have in your body. We're all members, but we can blend that together and be an asset and a blessing to each other. Yeah. And Kohen, he revealed his conviction and his God-given concern, and something unique took place. Glory to God. Like electricity, I say, or fire, the current, the circuit was complete. I went to science class one time, and I enjoyed it because we had an experiment, and we had a little lever, and you had to make sure the wires and everything were connected correctly. And if they were, that circuit was going to be complete. But if you had something off or wasn't connected, you were not going to get that complete circuit that you needed. So this is what's happening here with these people. They came together. And they strengthened their hands for the good work, working together over here. Yeah. Even though they were ridiculed, they continued to build, and the breaches were being stopped. God can help us in the project, even where we are here. Yeah. It may look naturally without faith that, oh, what are those people trying to do? That is such a big project. But we're going to magnify the great God in which we serve, that living God that is able to do abundantly more than we can even think or ask. So they strengthened their hands for the good work, and the breach was stopped. The workers cooperated, and they were at their post of duty. One hand wrought the work, and the other hand held a weapon. They were not idle. They were not careless, because the enemy was close around and wanted to take advantage. Lord, help us spiritually to be alert, to walk circumspectly, to be ready. We need each other. We need the living God. But all of it together makes a complete package, a powerful package that we can fight the enemy of our soul. Thank the Lord. The builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and the trumpet was present to alert them together. They had a signal. They had it all worked out. Their faith was inspired that God would fight for them. Are you inspired today that God will fight for us? Sister Doris was talking about at the beginning of the service. Yes, through faith, the Lord can help us. Thank the Lord. This group did not allow anything to hinder their progress. We need each other. Are you allowing little things to hinder you in your walk with God? Lord, help us. It's good to start. We need Christ. We need to continue on until we get to glory, until we get to that place where the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number, but you can fall out anywhere along the way. We want to be like Paul. He fought a good fight. He's kept the faith, and he finished well, and we want to do that today. So he got his crown. Thank the Lord. It is recorded they lodged in Jerusalem so they could be a guard and be available to labor in the day. It also says in the Word of God, they even went the extra mile by only removing their clothes for washing. These brethren were equipped and ready. Are you equipped and ready for the spiritual battle that we're in? We're going forward with the Lord helping. They were willing workers. Are you willing to let your brother and your sister do it? I'm just going to kind of be the supervisor. No, they were willing workers, all doing what they can. Are we equipped today with our breastplate of righteousness? We need each other, but we must be equipped. We must be ready, or else there's going to be a great lack there. Lord, help us today. All right. Thank the Lord for those examples in the Word of God. They got the wall built, and it was repaired. And we thank the Lord how that someone had courage, and they were able to accomplish it. And they kept the people encouraged. Thank the Lord. So God is so good. Someone has to have that vision, and someone shares it and goes forth and keep it going. When disappointments come, when upsets come, when problems arise, you have to be a problem solver, and the Lord can surely bless you today. Thank the Lord. All right. We're going to mention briefly, we're not going to read it, Mary and Martha over there in Luke 10. How that Martha was distracted by matters that in light of Jesus' visit should have been secondary. But Mary, what did she do? She chose to listen to what Jesus had to say. Are you choosing to listen to what the Lord has to say for you and your experience? Are you finding time to read the Word of God and meditate upon it? Are you finding time to pray? Are you finding time even to come to service? We're so busy, aren't we, today, serving that living God. But may the Lord challenge us. And so Mary, he let them know it shall not be taken away from her. But the Lord is able to bless you, whatever your personality is, your mindset. Some of us just work faster than others. Some of us have more things that we're doing. But even in that, the Lord can temper us and bless us, and he surely does. So we're thankful. This example of Mary and Martha, they were sisters there. But Jesus let her know what Mary is doing is a good thing. So we appreciate the Lord today helping us out. So in our personalities, the Lord is right there to be of help to each one of us. Thank the Lord. We also want to be careful that we're not overly critical of our brother and our sister because they're not working and what's wrong with them. But Lord, help us. The Lord is the one that can help you to know what you need to be doing in the service of God. And he is so good to each one of us today. We appreciate his goodness to us today. All right, we're going to read, Lord willing, I believe in Isaiah 41 and 7. We're getting near the end here. We need each other, and we surely do need each other. And we're so thankful because God is ever there to supply our need. Isaiah 41, 6 and 7 read, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. They encouraged one another. That's important. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. They encouraged each other. May the Lord help us today to encourage each other and not to be so, I'm going to say, overly critical because we need each other. We surely do. May the Lord help us today. Thank the Lord. All right, Matthew 22, 36 and 40. I believe, Lord willing, that will be the last scripture for today. Matthew 22 and 36, we read, Master is the greatest commandment in the law. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Now that is, you're going to really be busy and drawing close to God. This is the first and great commandment. 39, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Yes. Lord, help us to be challenged and help us to carry it out. And you know, if our world loved each other more, there wouldn't be as many shootings as we hear about. There wouldn't be a lot of children being taken advantage of and a lot of the crimes that we have. It would be a different world. Yes. But may the Lord help us in the world in which we're living, in our society, that we can make a difference, that we can be a problem solver, that we can be of help, that we can brighten the place where the Lord has placed us, that we can show the love of God out of our lives and by our actions. Thank the Lord. Now, I share it with you many things, but I want you to remember at the end, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, what happened over there with Nehemiah, that was real brotherly teamwork. The body working together, all the members, that's real spiritual teamwork. Thank the Lord at its finest. Thank the Lord. All right, and we have, coupled with that, the Holy Spirit that can come in and bless each one of our brothers and our sisters. And that just meshes us all together. And then we have the love of God and all of those things working together. It's just like all those ingredients when you're stirring it all up in there and you're going to make something good. And then you put it in the oven and put it in the pan and you just let it bake. And then that aroma just fills the air and the glory of God just radiates out of your life. And you know another thing? We need each other. And here's the thing in closing. May the Lord help each one of you. Don't you enjoy being around a brother and sister that's being led by the Spirit of God? Yes. You enjoy it. It's something about their personality. It draws you. That's the God in you. But each one of us can possess that. It's available. So let us remember, Christ is the one that we need. We need each other. And I appreciate your time. Yes. And your attention. And this is a beautiful song. We might finish singing all of it. That's on a page, whatever it's, 509. Thank you. Thank you for your time and your attention. Amen.